Hello and welcome to episode 13 of the Art Department Podcast. My name is Jan Urschel, and with me in the studio is yet again Emmanuel Schu. And this week we're going to talk about something very divisive, yet it's part of our everyday lives. We're going to talk about social media, and I think it's going to be an episode ripe for some Twitter outrage, and we'll see how this goes and where this discussion will take us. I think it's a very interesting and also a very necessary discussion to have, and I don't know if our perspective is going to be that helpful to a lot of you young ones out there, but I think we're all kind of struggling with similar things when it comes to how to behave on social media, how do we make use of it. We're freelancers, we work remotely, so the internet is a big part of how we get jobs, and social media is how we market ourselves, but it's also a minefield, I think, of faux pas and what to do, what not to do. And I think you brought the topic up, Emmanuel, so why don't you start?
I brought it up because I thought, well, okay, one day when I was talking to you, it's like, well, how come Jan doesn't reply any of my messages over the weekend? I was like, huh, what's going on?
Because here? I don't like you.
And I noticed it to be more and more of a pattern.
And then
I asked you that one time. You said, well, look, weekends I shut off. I'm not on Messenger. I'm not anything. If you desperately have to get in touch, it's email.
Exactly.
That's it. And I found it fascinating. And I thought to myself, okay, we need to talk about social media because that seems like a really healthy way to sort of shut off. And to an extreme, you even shut off client work. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm the complete opposite of that. I am the epiphany. Well, I mean, maybe not as much now, but I was the person that was on the other extreme, that's scrolling, looking at all the, social media content, and then, feeling like that gave me that, dopamine,
hit
and all this kind of stuff. So I found it really fascinating that you weren't like that.
Oh, I am like that. But let's talk about it.
Yeah. But at least you're enough that you don't turn it on the weekends. And, for people who are kind of really into social media, you can't not turn on a whole weekend.
Yeah.
It's like telling a smoker not to smoke in the weekends. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so I was really curious. Tell me a little bit more about that. You still haven't told me, so I'm very curious.
Well, I mean, it's not like something I did overnight. And it's something I still struggle with a lot. I mean, fundamentally, I don't like social media. I honestly don't like it. The internet is useful, very useful. Without the internet and without social media, I wouldn't have a job. So it's always a love-hate relationship. But the things that social media makes me do, I really don't like them. So there was always a struggle for me to accept that I needed for work, but the realization that it's bad for me, bad for my mental health, and now ultimately bad for my family, right? And I've tried many, many ways of trying to control it, and it takes many iterations, and I still haven't figured out how to use it responsibly. So this is just the latest iteration of what I currently do in order to keep myself sane. So I did anything from completely blocking everything, like setting timers on my browser to not let me access it's kind of like a child lock for myself, but the child lock becomes useless if I have the keys. And I mean, I still can just disable the timer too easily, right? So that's a different issue. But I even deleted my Facebook account a couple of years back, and that actually had a bad effect on me getting work. So I enabled it again.
We'll discuss how to use social media ethically and for you guys. But keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. So now I feel like it's I'm still addicted. I'm still addicted to it, and everything I try to like kind of push it away, it has not worked. And so, I mean, what's really the only way that works is if you really face it and learn how to control it, even if it's there, right? So even, I mean, it's like a smoker, right? It's like, yeah, you can.
That's the ultimate control.
You can lock all your cigarettes in a cabinet at home, but then you're still gonna, I don't know, drive 2 hours with your car to a shop to buy new cigarettes, right? It's not gonna help. You have to be able to resist the urge to do it, even if the pack of cigarettes is lying next to you on the table, right? That's the only way of facing that. And I'm still not there. Like I say, like I don't. So currently, what I do is just. I'm hopelessly addicted during the week, and I still scroll through it too many times. But what I do on my phone is that I don't have. I have no Messenger installed. I mean, I have the. Mm-hmm. I have WhatsApp and whatever to talk to people locally or when I need anything. Or my wife or whatever.
But that's a smart way. Not just don't install
the
program.
I have Instagram because Instagram does not work on any other device, and I hate them for it. Mm-hmm. If I could use it on the PC, I would. So I also don't have. I only get notifications from email, and that's it. Okay. So no other notifications, and that seems to work fairly well. I have the timer for limiting my use of Instagram, that it's just enough for me to post an image and reply to comments. But you know, it's you get the notification, and right under the button of saying like close, well, it says ignore. Way, right? It's like the ignore button, ignore the limit. I'm like, Apple, what the hell, right? It should completely lock it. That's the only way of keeping me from doing it. But so that's what I do. So even on the weekend, once in a while, I'll check my Instagram feed. But I think what really changed my mindset in a lot of ways. And again, I'm not perfect. I'm not sticking to it 100% of the time. But I don't touch my computer. I don't touch any work on the weekend. I think the main thing was my kids, right? So when the kids are small, they don't really know what you're doing with your phone anyway. But once they get a little bit older and they really see what you can do with your phone and that you can look at photos and look at videos of their favorite cartoons, they just imitate you, right? So if you are in front of your phone all the time, they want to be on the phone all the time. And then when you tell them like, oh, don't, like, stop asking for the phone. And
then daddy's doing
you look
it,
in
right?
And like, what the hell, right? What are you teaching your kids here, right? And it's not the kid's fault, it's your fault. So like the kids are very aware of when I work, right? And that I work a lot. So on the weekend, I'm like, oh, like, I just want to check my emails quickly. And they're like, daddy, why are you working? It's weekend. You told me you're not working. So I'm like, that's true. Like, well, what am I doing, right? So you just kind of get hold the mirror in front of your face. And
that's good.
Honestly,
that's good.
Like that fake urgency that we're telling ourselves, like, oh, I need to be available on the phone all the time, on email, on social media. I need to respond to these people. I mean, I'm getting requests on Patreon for like, hey, this download didn't work. Can you send me the download or whatever, right? And I'm like, it's like Saturday evening, and I'm like, oh shit, I need to send it to him now. And I'm like, what am I doing? This guy is not, I mean, sorry for the guy who sent it to me, but you can wait until Monday morning when I'm back at work. Nothing is that urgent. It's fine, right? I mean, people still appreciate it if I send it to them on Monday morning. So for all my followers, sorry, I'm not responding to your emails.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think they feel that way. Yeah, and that's really interesting that you say that. And I think that's, I think, you know, a couple of things is one big thing is that, you know, your action is making me really question the social media question. But, you know, before all this happened, I was the guy who, you know, I was not only just doing the, you know, incessant scrolling and all that, but I was trying to figure out, well, how do I gain a following?
Yeah.
How do I get my work out there? Because I was like, oh, you know, you have to get your work out to the public, and you know, likes is good, and all that. But in the end, you cannot let yourself be defined by lights.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, you're going to be chasing those likes from people that don't really even matter.
Exactly.
But that said, I mean, we can start with like some of the sort of quick strategies that we sort of use. And then we kind of will move on to topics of, you know, things to watch out for. You know, because, you know, I mean, it's not a lot really. But, you know, I can just start with one is, you know, I used to really look at where, what platform to use, right? And I feel like for a lot of people nowadays, if it's jobs you're going for, there's really only a couple of platforms that really are going to do much for you. And for me, that's going to be ArtStation. And surprisingly, lately, it's been LinkedIn. And I have gotten jobs from both places. Instagram has done nothing.
Yeah, that's very true. That's an important point.
I think Instagram got me one album cover, but that's it. But I've gotten a lot from LinkedIn, and I've gotten a lot from ArtStation. So that's viable, right? These are viable avenues. What do you think about that? Do you have any of your own?
I mean, I'm constantly, because I do sell products online, and online marketing is very important. But it's not important in a way to like spam people with lots of your shit, but rather digging a little bit deeper. So that's again where my love-hate relationship with social media comes from, because it's necessary, but at the same time I loathe it for what it mostly does. So I mean, what I would always recommend is being pretty much everywhere, right? But you can't be everywhere with the same stuff. So what works on Instagram will not work on ArtStation and vice versa. And what works on Twitter doesn't work on LinkedIn, doesn't work on Facebook. Then there's Pinterest and TikTok and all these things, right? I mean, it's really figure out what you want to do, and then you need to tailor your content based on the platform that you're on, because I think you can't almost like ignore one or the other. I mean, there's one that you're going to resonate the most with, right? So maybe you like to write like little witty things about the industry, then maybe Twitter is your thing, or maybe you love sketches, right? Then Instagram is going to be the platform where your art is going to take off the most, right? Or maybe it's like big landscape paintings and kind of environmental concept art is kind of what we do, which doesn't work well on Instagram. So that's better for ArtStation. And then there's Behance and all these things. And all these will attract slightly different audiences. But I haven't honestly, like for me, it's like I'm guilty of a lot of things, but like I put everything everywhere and see what sticks. So I haven't found out the golden ratio of anything, right? Because again, like you said, I do think likes are important, but they are not important for telling you if your art is good or not, right? Likes are very good in terms of telling the algorithm within the social network that your stuff is popular. And so basically you're going to get more eyes on your art. And if you have more eyes on it, the chances are more likely that somebody who wants to hire you will see it as well, just because the algorithm tells them like, oh, you like a lot of that stuff, I'll give you even more of that, right? So it's a double-edged sword, right? I haven't figured it out.
Absolutely.
I haven't figured it out. I mean, but that's my take on
it. The way I use it is just, you know, I try to keep it, you know, especially now, even more now, I just try to keep it simple, right? Just simple. And for me, you know, I would ask, just make it clear, what's your end goal? If your end goal is to get a job, and like you said, you need to, you know, ArtStation is always probably going to be better because it's, you know, you can at least see it at a bigger size to be able to evaluate the
work. The artwork is first,
And so that is definitely a lot of recruiters go there. So, you know, I'm more pro ArtStation just because it's not really a social media, you know, like it's not a lot of big commenting and a lot of, you know, like it's not usually like that, right? It's Yes, there is the likes and stuff like that, but I think it's not so much. I don't see people just going up there and just staying and on our station. Maybe they do, but I don't. And then LinkedIn, I think it's good because a lot of people who actually are looking are there. And then that's where I stop. I have an Instagram account that, honestly, I'll update when I have stuff, but I really stay off of Instagram as much as I can. And I'm trying to stay off of more things. And the reason being, I want the right people to see it. And I don't use, like, Facebook, I don't really use to promote my artwork. Actually, I'm really questioning whether I should be promoting my artwork anymore because I feel like the social media is it's taking a turn for something that I don't know that I believe in too much
That's
anymore.
True.
And I feel like it is necessary, but at the same time, it's how you use it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Right. It's not because if you're abusing it constantly, it's gonna affect you. Your mental health is gonna be affected.
Definitely.
You have anything?
Yeah, I think the thing is that it has to be goal driven, right? So because social media is meant for you to be sucked into it and spend a lot of time there, right? You're gonna be rewarded with followers and likes if you spend more time on it. So it's like you want to gain a following, but at the same time, like I want to gain a following so I have more people buying my shit. I mean, that's what it is, right? But the thing is, that will not happen if you just put out anything, right? And you can't also just put out work, stuff to sell without doing any promotion. So it's you have to develop a lot of things at the same time. So you have to have a little bit of a following based on your artwork, but then you also have to do meaningful interaction with people, right? That's what social media is, right? You have to comment on other people's stuff, you have to like it, you have to interact, you have to share. That will tell the algorithm that your account is similar to other accounts, and then you will be recommended to other accounts as well, right? And that's how it works. But of course, it's if you just comment on every picture, oh, that's awesome, oh, that's great, oh, I love it, like, oh, why don't you look at my profile? That's not going to help, right? You have to...
What do you say to younger people, like, that are still trying, because I find a lot of them have, they're the ones that are having a hard time dealing with the mental and emotional stress of likes and getting jobs, and is my work good because I'm not getting likes, and
so there's no right wrong answer here. It's very difficult. I think having that clear goal of what you want to achieve with social media is great, but then does it mean because nobody's liking your work that you're no good? Of course not, right? So it's good to get the word out, but it's not good for a definition of self-worth. And a lot of the best artists out there don't even have a social media profile, or it's not maintained in the way to get maximum attraction. I was just looking at Daphne Yap's art station because I wanted to show a guy who I did like a portfolio review with what production art looks like, and what, because she's one of the highly thought after artists in Hollywood, and I'm like, look at her stuff. It's pencil sketches. It's like production drawings. They look amazing, but she has like 86 followers on ArtStation. I'm like, does she define herself through how many followers she has on ArtStation? Hopefully not, right? Probably not. But
I'll just ask you this: everybody knows who Sid Mead is, right? how many followers does he have on ArtStation?
None. Yeah, exactly.
He's not even have an account.
He doesn't
need
an account.
It's not, But I totally. That's a great example.
But it has. Yeah. It. The thing is, right? It can have positive effects for your career. Like, I don't want to denounce that, right? I mean, there's plenty of people who got famous on social media and then got jobs. I mean, again, I never got like famous, but it's like because I came from like out of Singapore and I kind of didn't have a network of like people from like art center or on other famous art schools. I didn't have any connections to anybody out there. So I just started posting stuff on social media and reach out to people. And that's kind of like I was talking to Shadi the like years ago, and then because I was asking him for a job, and he's like, oh, hey, you're that guy. You're like social media famous. And I'm like, what is he talking about? But I guess that's the main area which people knew me through, because I was neither in the London industry or LA industry or San Francisco. And so people knew me through online means. And so I don't want to say ever anything about social media is like useless or anything. It is useful. But I think you need to really outline for yourself what you want to use it for. And again, it rewards interaction. So if you really think you need that high follower count, then you need to be better prepared to put a lot of effort into it. I mean, they are exceptions though, right? Like look at someone like, I mean, it's okay to name names, I think, because these people are popular online, right? Like Paul Chadesong, like he does these like insane, like crazy large scale, fantastically detailed paintings, and is amazing. But he posts like once a month or whatever, and then he gets like 10,000 likes or whatever, and he has like huge amounts of followers everywhere. And so does it mean like you should put more effort into your images and then post once a month? And then everybody else tells you like, oh, you should post every day. So who's right? What is better, right? It's like, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. Like, what are you trying to do? And
yeah, I mean, don't you think sometimes though that also this whole likes and popularity also makes you create art that might not really come from
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it creates you.
You're trying to do something that's going to yeah. generate more likes. Yeah, and dangerous. Instead of... See, Paul couldn't give a shit. He's just like, hey, I want this, and I don't care if you like it or not, I'm going to do it. And it just happens that it's beautiful and people
it's
like
French
it.
French wine,
but
yeah.
For a lot of artists, you know, they're chasing the likes. So they say, oh, you know, maybe I should do, you know, work that that I think people are going to like. So I'm going to do that. Instead of just really doing something from inside, because – you know, like I said on my past, you know, my personal projects, you know, if I put something from Blade Runner, it gets a lot of likes. I pay something from personal, they're like, oh, what's that? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and I, of course I was like, oh, what? No, you know, not as many likes.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, but I thank goodness that I'm at least older and I have the tools to say, you know what? No, I got to be true to myself. Mm. And if not that many people like it, so be it. Because I enjoy doing it. And I think you have to really know sort of what, you know, don't let that affect you. But at the same time, you also have to know how to curate your feed, right? Social media means you have to have a plan.
Yeah. Right? It's better. I mean, it's more manageable, yeah.
Painting one, you're not going to, like we said before, you're not going to put a picture of your hot dog that you ate today. Yeah. It's not going to do that because your feed needs to be consistent. Mm-hmm. Right? That's one way, you know. Posting every day versus a month. Honestly, of course, everybody said post every day, you generate more traction, all this stuff. But I say post once a month if that's going to be good work.
Yeah, but I mean, both is valid, right?
But there's no right or wrong, right? I mean,
if you love, I see many, like, I don't want to even make a judgment that either work is better or worse, right? I mean, Paul's work is obviously fantastic, but then there are plenty of artists who upload like quicker sketches and other paintings every day, and they really have that rhythm, and it's amazing what they do, right? And it,
as
again,
long as you like it, and
of
it's
course.
Good.
But I guess what we're saying, right, is that not either one is better or worse, and you should do this or that. We also not saying that, right? It's just that don't get swayed into changing your voice and your habit, your what you like to do based on the perceived habits of others or perceived fame of others. I think that's really what's at the bottom of this.
Yeah, it's hard though. It's really difficult. Yeah.
I mean, like I look at Instagram and I'm like, I want 100,000. I want them like because I'm going to be fantastic and I'm going to be happy. And I'll finally be able to buy that Porsche or whatever, whatever, right? Whatever reason you have. But I'm like, so I like cinema stuff. I like super widescreen. I like murky, dark images, and all of which do not work well on Instagram. So I'm like, do I have to like change how I frame my images? Should I even thought like, okay, so should I maybe do some square artwork or vertical artwork or I even thought like, it's not all bad, right? Like, oh, do I have to sell out and make my artwork more Instagram friendly? Or like, is there actually a lesson to be learned? Like, would it actually improve my images if I would focus on something that reads better, right? Because Instagram actually, like we always say as artists, like when I teach others, I always say like, oh, look at your image like in the like as a mini thumbnail in Photoshop. You know how you can put that in the column view on the right where you have like a little image to see if your composition and your layout and everything works well even when it's small. So I'm thinking like, well, Instagram kind of does the same, right? It really shrinks things down and you focus more on silhouette and colors and contrast. So is there actually a lesson to be learned from Instagram? And like, should I improve my readability and my color understanding in terms of these things working better on Instagram, right? I mean, of course, there's a general, and you also, like you say your images, what I'm just thinking of, like your images have to work in the fraction of a second because that's potentially how long a design could be seen on a big movie screen, right? So in the same kind of for like an Instagram feed where you flick through, you have people's attention for maybe a second. So if your image does not read well enough, then maybe your image is not good enough. I mean, I was thinking about these things and maybe there are lessons to be learned, not necessarily in a way that you should change your whole style and your whole approach to image making to something that is against what you want to do.
You're using it as a learning tool.
It could be, right?
I think that's interesting. I haven't thought about that, but you know, I would say that I'm probably on the opposite spectrum of that.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like I never really, really vibe with Instagram because, you know, I grew up with photography and to me that's really a crappy way
show
photography because you know maybe the photography I want you to walk up there and really look close or I want it to be huge
exactly
there's no sense of scale you can't really see exactly. You know and I feel like I don't know but I feel like okay it's a necessary evil because it's kind of gotta you know I need to get myself out there and in the end I'm just going I'm thinking that I don't need to do that. I need to just post when I feel like it.
That's good.
And maybe sometimes you only post in some specific forums for that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You know, and nowadays I feel like there's better, you know, like if we list a problem, which is social media, having mental and emotional stress on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. How do you counter that? I mean, and I was thinking to myself, well, okay, if I'm off social media, it doesn't mean that you can't be part of a community.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you can't connect via some Discord server that really works and you can share your work and talk to each other. That's valuable. Mm. It's just this like dopamine thing that people are companies are targeting you. Us, not you, me too, and some of this, you know, I was watching on Netflix this film called The Social Dilemma, and you've seen it, and I would suggest everyone to take a look and make their own judgments. But I really feel like, you know, back in the day, there was no Facebook, Instagram, or anything. So what did I do? I went to the Sijun forums. I mean, you know what the Sijun forums are, right? Do you know
I don't think so.
The Sijun or Sijun forums is where like all these like Craig Mullins and all this that's where they were all hanging out and you know David Levy and everybody was posting their speed paintings and there's even a whole thread. I mean it's just Craig Mullins, you know, Sparth, everybody was there. And I was there, but I was just a stalker. I was really crap, but I was there, and it was a community, and you felt like you were part of a community because everybody was talking about their paintings. People were painting on other people's paintings, and it felt like a community. It felt like if you had a question, people would answer it for you.
I mean,
nowadays it's just people want like refresh. How many people are liking it? Refresh. Oh God damn. Only three. You know, and it creates this frenzy and stress, you know, that people are feeling. And I feel like, you know, I just want to offer some solutions after looking into this problem, you know, solutions that at least I think may help. Because, you know, you can't just say, well, don't go to Instagram and don't use Facebook, but maybe divert a little bit more of that into a community kind of sharing experience.
Yeah, definitely.
Versus, you know, that. And of course, you have to put yourself on ArtStation if you're trying to get a job and trying to get noticed. Mm. And, you know, that's, but it's important who notices.
Yeah, or definitely.
Like, not like a million people know, like your work. It's that one person that's going to give you a job.
Definitely. So it just takes one. Yeah.
For me, it's like, it's a hard one. And, you know, I have here, like, the other thing I have is social, you know, social media etiquette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's a very tricky thing.
You know, and what that really means is just what you post lives in the internet.
Oh yeah, forever and ever.
Be careful. I mean, for me, I was about a couple years ago. I was about to drive down to LA to work on Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and I was like, okay, already. I was getting excited. He was like, and then I get a text, and they said, "Don't come down. It's off." You know, and the director had been pulled off the film because he, you know, a post that he made years ago was found, and you know, they said they canned him from the show. Oh my God. And you know, it really, these things, you don't know where they go, so really be careful. Any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a tricky, that's why I said it's a minefield, right? It's
Why we're doing it, because we're all about the minefields.
I mean, it's like, where do you draw the line between like self-censorship and, because I see a lot of things, like everything is outrage today, and there's a lot of inequality and the promotion of like false news and all this kind of thing. Is like you have like no way of telling anymore like what is real, what is wrong, what, like, I mean, what we all should work towards, like you, I think you mentioned that in a little discussion we had before, that we should all work together to make this place a nicer place for everybody to hang out. If everything is, I mean, there are people in the world who prey on others, who abuse others, and they have no business being part of any community, whether it's offline or online. But the way that a lot of stuff is handled online feels like it's just about generating the most, eye-catching headline, the most outrageous tidbit that can be reposted and shared. And it feels like somehow the art of conversation is kind of lost. It's kind of like, oh, I shoot off a couple of tweets, I get a couple of thousand likes, and everybody agrees with me, and so I'm right. And people who disagree are being kind of shut off, and you can mute them, and so you can just live in your bubble and kind of reinforce your own position without really ever engaging in a discourse. In a conversation with the opposite party. I mean, how are you going to do that online anyway? I remember that I stopped kind of honestly posting like really opinions about certain things just out on the internet, because it gets taken out of context, and people just bring in their own Like they just do take it out of context and do whatever with it. And you can't really have a good conversation about what you really wanted to talk about in the first place. And so I stopped, like it's a harmless example of posting some opinions about some movies I had. And then some people who worked on the movie came back and said how stupid I was for not understanding the movie in the first place. So I'm like, I mean, I'd love to have that conversation, but Facebook is not the right place for that.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, just stopped doing that.
Piggyback off that. I mean, I know people who have lost their jobs because they're posting their opinions.
Wow. Okay.
On certain things. And I feel like, be careful because you can lose your job. And it's happened.
Yeah, but where are we in terms of like freedom of speech stuff like that?
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. But I mean, I would say that, okay, freedom of speech, you can say what you want, but there are consequences to saying what you want.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're putting on Facebook, you know, my boss is an asshole.
Yeah.
But it's freedom of speech.
Yeah, fair enough. That's
so
good point.
Your boss reads it. I mean, he's going to say, hey, you know, I don't want to work with somebody who would post that I'm an asshole on social media.
Yeah,
so you no longer have a job. So you still have your freedom of speech, but there are consequences.
Yeah. Good point.
And if you're a jerk online, it's never going to go away.
Yeah. That too, yeah.
I mean, that post from, I don't know, years, 6 or 7 years ago for that director came back to bite him. I don't want to make any comments as to, you know, whether it was right or wrong or what, but I mean, it still came back because it's still there. So I'm just saying, be careful what you post. Be a good person.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? We want to make this place a better place to be for everybody.
Exactly.
So behave, right? It's not like when you have a conversation with someone, you say to their face, "Oh, you're an asshole," right? You wouldn't say that. You would hopefully try to figure out what went wrong and try to discuss it. And if all else fails, you just stop working with that person, right? But there's really no reason to climb on top of a wall and like scream for everybody to hear what your opinion is, right? So that's maybe where I was wrong as well, right?
And I also feel that social media, the other big thing for social media for me, which I'm actually, it's funny that we're having this episode because I've been recently trying to do this, and the more I abstain from social media, the more clear my work and my mind is. And social media, what they're saying is there's been a lot of studies and they're saying that it's taking away from your deep work, right?
Yeah.
Meaning your it's taking time away from your distraction-free concentration time.
Oh, I noticed that,
You know, something's pinging you, something's blinging, something is, and then you're out of your thought and then you're not creating anymore and you're, it may take you hours or you may never get back into that mode today.
I mean, the funny thing is, right, with the notifications, right? I mean, I disabled pretty much everything, all my notifications, right? So I don't get pinged. But the thing is that feeling remains of like, okay, now I'm not getting a notification about when somebody likes my stuff or mentions me or an email comes in. I don't get that notification. But in my mind, I still like, wait, so I have turned off the notification, but what if somebody liked it? So I need to go and back and check if somebody sent me a message. And I'm like, so I've been trained like some kind of lab rat by this company to check all the time if something happened.
We all have, and it's the nature of, you know, they know what they're doing,
right? Yeah.
They know
they're very smart.
You know, we've groomed you into this like machine and this dopamine hits and all this kind of stuff. So I am consciously trying to take it away from me. And it's going to be hard at first. And it doesn't mean you don't go on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
It just means that maybe you limit your time. Maybe you say, okay, at the end of the day or, you know, when I take a break, I go on it. Okay. And then that's it. Aside from that, I put it away. No notifications. Yeah. I know I'm not going to do that. And then you focus and just try and see if that actually helps you creating your best art. Because if you go, wow, I found myself having I got more done. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, in this last couple of weeks, I tuned it down and I got maybe 20%, 30% more output. And it was just like, it was miraculous. Yeah. I wasn't like constantly being disturbed. Yeah. I mean, I closed Facebook on the computer, no Facebook open, no Messenger open, you know.
I mean,
WhatsApp is only that's open for me and my wife.
Exactly,
and that was
exactly,
it.
Yeah. And two things, I mean, I have two things that I want to touch on here.
Please.
I mean, one is that, yeah, the thing is set certain times for social media use, but maybe go even a step further to make it a reward, right? You get that dopamine, but it feels even better if you kind of abstain from it for a little while. So maybe set social media as some kind of reward at the end of the day, right? So that you've completed your work and then you can just binge social media to kingdom come, right? And funny enough, I was watching an interview with Kim Jong-gi from the Lightbox Expo, and he was just talking about his day-to-day work, and he's like, I mean, he looks always like he's the most productive animal in the world, right? With like the stuff he draws is amazing. But he said like he gets up in the morning, he goes for a walk, then he sits down in his studio, and then he's on YouTube for an hour. And he says it's for reference, but he's like, I can't lie to myself. It's so fun. I just go down rabbit hole after rabbit hole, and so he spends way too much time on it. But the other thing I wanted to mention, and I totally forgot it. No, it was about the concentration. I noticed that as well. There is definitely a correlation between getting into that mind of deep work, but I feel almost like for me it's also like I tend to have an easier way to get into the zone if it's really for my personal work. And I mean, there is definitely a correlation between being distracted at work and being able to focus on work, but for me there's this additional thing of it's a lot easier for me to focus on personal work versus client work, right? I mean, I still get the client work done, but I feel like it's much more of a struggle to stay focused and on point just by the nature of the work. Whereas if it's personal work, I'm just like, I don't even notice the time anymore, right?
Yeah, and the personal work, you just don't even want to go on social media.
Exactly, that's the point, right? That's the thing. Like, I forget
that's even the thing, though. I mean,
listen to what music I listen to.
Yeah, and I've been doing a lot of work lately, and I'm telling you, if I don't cut out social media, I'll be on social media because I, you know, like let's say you're not into that exact assignment you're doing, you're gonna find excuses to go.
So it's a vicious cycle, right?
So cutting it out, actually, you're forcing yourself to go, okay, well, there's nothing else to do. Okay, I'm just gonna work.
Exactly, right? It's like I don't want to work out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, either way is good, but I just feel like, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, like we're this old
people
telling you internet is bad, but I just want to say, you know, I feel like I am the one that is like a kid and I just can't stop with the social media, and I'm deciding for myself that it has to slow down, and I have to find particular strategies so that I can start really producing and not look for likes for validation, right? Because man, that was killing me. And you might think, well, you know, you already there, you know. Yeah, that was happening
to me.
It's
funny though, right? I was talking to some friends who don't use social media because I think we are in this industry, we are especially exposed to the dangers of social media, because we don't only use it for looking up cat videos or whatever, we also use it for posting stuff, and we are posting something very personal, which is our art. I mean, we're not posting pictures of ourselves, even though, I mean, some people do that, but I think so we're in a very particular kind of dilemma here, that we not only again consume, we also produce and use social media in that way. So I talked to some friends who just use it for purely personal use. So they just like flick through and get their news that way and see some stuff, but they don't really post anything, or they don't post anything to their careers or attract work through social media. So that I feel like they maybe had way less of a problem with social media as a whole. I mean, the main thing they have to navigate is like all the really weird news and reinforcement of fake news and all the stuff that is in mm-hmm. public opinion and all these kind of things. So I guess we have even more to look out for in that sense.
Well, I mean, can you imagine though, because, you know, my wife teaches and you know, we discussed that, you know, for younger people growing up in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, I still didn't grow up in it. Yeah, I don't. No, you didn't grow up in social media. But you know, for the people who are actually growing up in it, it creates a sense of, you know, worth. This is what I'm worth.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
online, and they don't know any other place. Because, you know, sometimes I think back. Well, I mean, you know, before social media, we would send out our demo reels. I would at least send out my demo reels. I would talk to people.
Right.
I would meet people face to face and actually make a relationship, you know, get things out there. But I just feel like for those people, it could be very difficult, you know, growing up with that and not knowing how to handle that kind of stress.
Right.
So a lot of people become more having more emotional issues with it. And I feel like getting a good, you know, hopefully, you know, this can help maybe give some solutions to, you know, to people who are feeling that way, maybe to put a spotlight on it for yourself.
Yeah, to think about really it, right? To rethink your use of it.
Exactly. Take a look at it and see how you feel. I understand that what we do, you know, you may be selling a product, you know, you may be like, say, hey, I really like doing this kind of stuff and I want to sell it eventually. Maybe you need to have a plan.
Yeah, you need to.
And a real, you know, because if you take things really personally, it's more popularity, also comes more hate.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It comes with more more brutal, you know, people hating on you. You have to be ready. And
that's a good point.
I think you need a support group and a community to help you get ready and to have a real sound schedule of when you do what maybe would help. But even just right at the beginning, questioning yourself and what you do with social media is important. And I think that's all we can actually create, you know, is a place where maybe you can be more aware and hopefully make your own decisions. But maybe hopefully we've, you know, kind of helped a little bit in that. I mean, you know, I mean, I used to be so obsessed. I did hashtag research.
I mean, honestly, that's something you should do.
It gets to a point where it's like, oh my god, enough.
Yeah.
I would spend days trying to go try this hashtag, try that. But in the end, it's like, you know what, your work is good, it's meant to be. It'll get to somebody's desk somehow.
Like this example of hashtag research. I mean, it can be useful, but then again, you have to ask yourself: are you an artist or are you like an online marketer? Like, what is your specialty, right? What do you really want to master?
Unfortunately,
so
right now it's you know, like you kind of have to be everything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If you
but in
you
proper
know,
relation,
and
right?
That's unfortunate, but it's, you know, it's how it is. And I'm just saying that because I really went down the rabbit hole of hashtag research and what times to post, days to post. You know, what's the analytics here? What's the analytics there?
This is all stuff to consider. It's all stuff to consider. If you really want to grow your following, you have to, right? But yeah, in relation to what you're really trying to do, don't let that take up all your time and then you forget to actually create art. But I think
because I mean, creating art is, if creating art that's true to yourself is your ultimate key. Take the time to do that, and the social media, let that be the second place,
exactly,
at least, or if not lower. If your work is good, people will recognize it. Hopefully you'll build a community. You guys will help each other.
Exactly.
And it will be a better place. But if you're focusing and always down the rabbit hole, when are you going to have the energy to create art?
Right. Exactly.
That is really, you know, so to me, I just feel like, you know, because of Jan's, I mean, I thought it was amazing because I was like, what? No social media in the weekend? We got to make an episode. <about that." laughs>
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's kind of snowballed into this whole bigger thing. Now, I personally, I'm after watching Social Dilemma, I'm questioning social media and, you know, how I'm being manipulated or not.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of even bigger questions, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Like you said, fake news, all that. I don't know what to make of it yet because I'm trying to digest it.
But the thing is, right, for you, like you said, I mean, we don't want to come from, I mean, we are coming from an angle of we're a bit older, right? So we have different, and I mean, we grew up without any of that, right? So so we maybe have a bit of a moral compass established before we even got exposed to it. So, but I can see for younger people who grew up with this and who never knew anything beside that, like, I can see the allure of like, you can't see anymore what's true and what's fake, right? It's getting harder and harder to figure it out. And I mean, I look at these like deep fake AI face replacements.
That's scary.
Like, holy crap. I'm like, you can't tell anymore what's wrong and what's right. And like, oh, did Obama really say that? Like, or was it a fake? Because you can just generate it anyway, right? So I think the danger really lies into, I think the danger not lies so much in just the artist community or whatever, but in some nefarious organization trying to manipulate you for somebody else for their gains, right? That's really where the danger lies.
But, you know, but that's happening right now.
Yes, it does.
And you know, I would just really advocate that focus on the people around you, that you, your community that you know, and grow that. At least you know where it's coming from. But if you're, you know, obviously a lot of this stuff that's out on Facebook, I don't even know what's real, what's not, like you said. Yeah. So, you know, I can't really speak to that. And I, that's why at some point I'm just like, I don't want to have that dopamine hit anymore.
No. And actually what I was talking about also previously with another, with one of my students is that, overall, I think there's a bit of a confusion, especially when you start out, when you learn, that you equate the what you see online and social media in terms of the artist community, that you think that this is all there is. But when in fact, I think some of the most experienced and best artists around that work in video games and work in the movie industry in Hollywood, they're not even on social media. There's plenty of them that never actually got around to using it, or they don't want to use it for exactly that reason. There's so much more and so many.
Well, a lot of people ask the question, right? So if I don't use social media, what do I do?
And I mean, some of those are even, they're famous enough that they just get from, they go from recommendation to recommendations. Others are struggling with it. Probably they don't, like, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. Right. That's all fair, but I just want to say there's so many varieties of different artists that work different ways, that it's there's such many shades of gray out there. It's not just black and white of people who are struggling and doing well, or if there's many different ones out there, and no one way is the right way, and you can make it work any way you want to, I think.
Yeah, and for the people who, like that question I just asked, like, well, okay, nobody knows me now, and so what do? I would say, don't forget, if you're using it as a vehicle to get a job, there are still websites where you can email with your portfolio
exactly.
and your website.
Exactly.
So do your research. And that's probably going to generate a lot more for you than posting your artwork on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, Instagram, yes, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, there's you jobs. You get jobs. I mean, I got jobs through Instagram. I don't know how or why, but I did. So.
And it happens, yeah, right? It happens. But I'm saying that if you want to work for Blizzard, apply. If you want to work for Riot, apply. Mm. If you want to work for ILM, apply. There are avenues. Yeah. You don't have to have a social following.
Yeah. Reach out to the people.
Apply for ILM.
Reach out to the people who work there and
exactly.
and have a conversation with them, right? I mean,
yeah. Here's a good thing, right? And I don't know. This has probably happened to you. A lot of times I'm been getting a lot of messages, but it's usually like somebody just saying, "Hello, sir." And then that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to have, I mean, I'm working and I'm trying to get social media out of my thing. And I got this, "Hello, sir." And I'm like, if you're going to message somebody, just message somebody and say, and have a point.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of portfolio review requests. And they'll write me an email, and I appreciate that.
Nice, yeah.
It took them time to write it out. But tell me what you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that, right? It's the etiquette thing. It's like introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, and ask, like, yeah, have a point, right? What do you want to do? Most people are just like, "Hey, how are you doing, bro?" I'm like, do I have the...
Here's my portfolio, check it out. And
yeah,
I'm like,
blank without
check
any
it out in what capacity?
Without any info, any like personalization or anything, but at least take the time to write my name into that message, right? It's like
that's happening.
I mean, most people are polite and everything, right? But it's like there's a minimum. I mean, maybe in your culture that's what you do. I don't want to be negligent to that, but there needs to be a minimum, a bare minimum of like time spent to, and really just rather message five people with a personal message and somebody you really want to reach out to than blank, like just like spam 100 people with your portfolio link. I mean, what's the point of that?
Yeah, and even if you're not spamming, you know, like I recently got one and I care. So I put it into a folder where, you know, okay, I'm going to go down this list when I have time. But the thing is, I read the email and I was like, you know, you're addressing me and they're listeners of the podcast and I appreciate that. And there's and this person's saying, "Hey, here's my portfolio." And I'm like, to me, my first response is, "Great, but what do you want to be? How am I looking at this? How am I judging
exactly.
it?
That's what I tell
if
people.
If you want to be a character guy and it's all environments, I don't know. So without any of that, I'm just really not going to spend the time to look at it because I don't have time.
That's true, yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's like that day if I'm swamped, I'm sorry. I paid work comes first.
It's difficult.
But you got to be clear and succinct. And if you're messaging somebody, like a lot of times I'll message people and when I've listened to some kind of podcast that's good or something, I'll message people and say, "Great job. I really enjoyed it." It's just a thank you for making it. And that's all. Mm. I don't need a reply back. But if you want a reply back, ask a question. Something that, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
but
I'm
sense.
Not here to do a 5-page chat with you because I don't have anything to do. I mean, we're all busy.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, just, you know, on that topic, just make sure that your etiquette is, you know, you ask a question, have a point, and, you know, you're much more likely to get an answer.
Yeah, exactly.
But nobody really, you know, just think about it. It's not even us, right? It's just anybody online.
Yeah.
When you're messaging them, they don't owe you a reply.
Exactly. Nobody does.
They're replying to you because they're cool people. And sometimes it's not always going to happen because they're busy. And don't take offense to that. Have a thicker skin. Right. But, you know, that's kind of a little...
Yeah.
You know, that's...
A little detour.
That's still social media.
Yeah, a little detour,
I mean,
but it's...
To a point. But, I mean, I would say also on your own social media is that now when I do post, you know what I'm looking for now is not likes anymore. I'm looking for interaction.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. You know, that's why, like, on the comments on, you know, on our podcast, I love seeing the, I mean, I will chime in and I'm making it a point to be at the premiere of the video so that I can talk to these people, because that's the connection time.
That is true.
You know, so I, you know, I've been there every time, but now I'm starting to actually be more involved in the chat because I feel like I want to get to know these people, because that's the community.
Right.
You're building that.
Exactly.
So it's like your Discord, right?
Exactly. I mean, yeah.
You're involved in your Discord because it's the community. Mm. And, you know, people within that community are very helpful. I mean, I went on there people are super helpful. And it's a great place to be. Mm. So it's an alternative to, there's no dopamine hit. There's no likes. No, it's just you interfacing with other people. You can voice chat with them. Mm. I had a voice chat with somebody that I had known for years. And now I actually get a chance to actually voice chat with them for the first time on Discord.
That's nice, cool. That's so cool.
You know, But anyway, you know, this podcast is meant for us to discuss things like this.
Exactly.
That's exactly why it's here. It doesn't always have to have, you know, a full stop point, you know, like do this, you're good, you know. But
I wish it was that
I really
easy.
Enjoyed hearing. Yeah. And I enjoyed your, you know, the reason for this podcast was you. And I really... You know, it's inspiring for me to try to be more like that.
Wow.
Because I feel like, because you did, you're doing it and I still can't do it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's not that difficult.
I am going to try.
It's not that difficult.
I'm going to try.
Let's try it. Let's try a weekend and see how it goes. But I mean, I think it also has to do with being away from the computer and everything, which is not always easy to do if you're like a crazy workaholic like you. So maybe there needs to be some time off, like some structured time off, maybe just a Sunday, in the beginning. But I think it really helps. It really helps.
Yeah. I mean, workaholic. Yeah. And you know, but at least it's, if I love being on the computer doing my own work,
definitely.
Maybe I need to be doing that. You know, my own stuff or hanging out with people. It helps that I don't have kids.
it helps and it doesn't help. Yeah.
Kids. Yeah. I mean, kids will take a lot of your time. Yeah.
So they keep me in check.
So I do have a little bit more time.
Yeah. They do keep me in check.
But I hope this helped. Mm. You know, and I, you know, I would strongly encourage, again, comment, you know, get to know each other.
Exactly.
And you know, you know, this last time we were premiered the last video, I was on the chat. So I'm going to try to be there every time to be on the chat and just to get to know everybody and to.
Yes.
We're all this together. So let's make this the best place it can be and support each other for those of us like me who are, you know, like still
addicts
in that whole addiction phase to get out of it. But I mean, it's just.
No, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, even though we told you to get your ass off social media, please do leave a nice comment, a like, or subscribe if you want to hear more of our stuff. And you can find us on all the usual podcast networks. And I think we should all try a bit harder to maybe take some time off social media this week. But then tune in next week again when it's our next episode, of course, right?
Okay. As we tell people to come back.
Or maybe go for a run. Go for a run. Go away from social media. Go for a walk and listen to some good podcasts on your earphones. That might be a good solution. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.